Thanks for waking up with Mike and Mandy on WRVR Memphis. WRVR HD1 Memphis.
So did you get crushed chocolates and wilted flowers on Valentine's Day? Thanks, 1-800-FLOWERS. We've got more on that coming up at 625.
Okay, so the roads are pretty treacherous this morning, and TDOT officials are warning that you should stay home unless you have experience driving in snow and ice. That's a great out. Although I don't have any experience driving through ice, so TDOT says I should stay home. So you got your excuse. Right? All schools and government offices are closed. All right, so just so you know, as you, what you're waking up to this morning, a pretty treacherous drive with very poor road conditions due to the ice. 104.5 The River and the Mike and Mandy Show. All government offices and schools are closed this morning, and TDOT officials are urging that unless you have experience driving through snow and ice, you should stay home. And last I checked, when it comes to any Memphian, we don't know how to drive through snow and ice.
No, we don't.
And that pretty much just eliminates 99.9% of Memphis, doesn't it?
And now it's time for your Dirt Alert with Mike and Mandy on 104.5 The River.
Your time is 6:10. Your Dirt Alert being brought to you by the Fitz Casino.
So in 2005, Lance Armstrong swore under oath that he had never used performance-enhancing drugs. Well, it would appear that he was always using performance-enhancing drugs. And it's not a good idea to commit perjury because an arbitration panel in Texas just ordered Lance to pay $10 million in penalties to the sports insurance company that paid his Tour de France bonuses.
$10 million.
Yeah,
ouch.
That's the largest sanction against an individual in U.S. history. Under oath, Lance had said, quote, "I race the bike straight up, fair and square." End quote. Live strong.
Armstrong.
The
Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special drew huge ratings for NBC on Sunday night. The 3.5-hour special averaged 23.1 million viewers, making it NBC's most watched non-sports primetime entertainment telecast in more than 10 years.
Wow.
The hour-long red carpet special averaged 11.1 million viewers, and on social media, a record-breaking 9.1 million people interacted with 1.3 million tweets about the show.
That's popular. So singer Leslie Gore died of lung cancer yesterday morning at the age of 68. She's best known for her 1963 hit, It's My Party.
She passed away?
Yeah, isn't that sad? Some of her other songs include You Don't Own Me, Judy's Turn to Cry, She's a Fool, and Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. She also appeared on the 60s Batman show as Catwoman's sidekick, Pussycat.
The Beeb, Justin Bieber, seems to be continuing his image polishing campaign because while he was eating at the Comfort Diner in Midtown Manhattan on Friday night, The Beeb noticed a group of New York City cops eating alongside him. So he decided to pay for their tab, which came out to around $200. They thanked Justin, and they actually took photos of him to show their families.
That's nice. What?
See, I always, did I not months ago call this? I always had faith in the Beeb.
You did.
Beth, wow, you look...
The food credit.
Memphis weather. And it comes to us courtesy of the Fitz Casino Weather Center. Cloudy skies today. Cold temperatures. 30 is your expected high. Partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 11. Why don't I just make it single digits?
Yeah.
9, 8 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Not a whole lot better. Only 31 for your high. And another Arctic blast arriving by late Wednesday night. And Thursday morning, we should see temperatures definitely in the single digits, but as low as 1 or 2 degrees.
Oh, man.
So brace yourself. So far, clear skies in Memphis. We're holding steady at 17 degrees with a wind chill. A wind chill of 14 right now. And again, all government offices and schools are closed. TDOT urging you, unless that you have the experience driving through snow and ice, you should stay home. Like I said, that eliminates 98% of Memphis.